Ciao a tutti, qua è Daniela Baiardi per Radio Gwendalyn e siamo qua con Foxygen. C'è un artista con noi. Hi, well, welcome to Switzerland.
Thank you.
Oh, please introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Sam France from the band Foxygen.
Right, thank you. And how are you doing today? Tonight? Well.
Good.
Okay, so we have another member right now.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jonathan Rado.
Okay, could you describe your music in one dance move?
No, we're seated. You should write that we're seated, so it would be hard to in this moment.
So you guys have been staying with the same record label, Jaguar. I don't know how to pronounce it. And how has that been the process? I mean, staying with the same one. I mean.
Well, we had a 3-album deal, which is most deal, which is a common thing. So yeah, I get we're up, you know, yeah. So we've done 3 records with them.
So you're pretty happy that it's still continuing.
Yeah, they like our music and support it, so I think it's a good relationship.
So lately you have done some collabs with Lemon Twigs and somebody from Flaming Lips, right? Is that correct? How has that been so far? I mean, collaborating with other artists, so on.
Well, we didn't really collaborate with them. We just hired them to. No, we did. We did. We did. You know, we just like had them do the rhythm section stuff for our record. So like Brian on bass and Michael on drums, and Brian played some other things too. But we just thought they would be the best rhythm section. And Steven also was on the record, and we just let him do whatever he wanted. He did some drumming and did some sounds and stuff. And
You dropped an album this year in January, Hang, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you took like 3 years more or less off from making music. What were you guys doing or like preparing or I don't know.
Well,
We're making
yeah, we were making the album, pretty
in
much.
three for 3 years.
Well, we were touring. See, what people don't realize is that while they're waiting for another album, we're doing a lot of things. So we were touring the previous record and then recording the next one for, you know, 5 months. And then you have to, you know, there's a period where you wait, you know, you promote it, you put out a single. So it was 3 years, but that's not. We were doing a lot.
Yeah,
We didn't
you
take
weren't just.
any time off, really.
Oh, by the way, how do you feel about just doing one Swiss date? Like, you just have one concert here. I mean, it's not in a like bad thing, but in a good way, right?
Yeah, well,
Oh,
this
yeah.
is our second time in Switzerland because we did the Montreux Jazz Festival.
But I mean, for this tour, it's just one date here, so you'd be
It's
expecting.
not our fault.
Yeah, I don't know
We
that.
didn't do anything. We don't.
I know, but how do you feel about that? You
I
missed
think
it,
it's
like.
great. Switzerland is really, really beautiful. It's like a yeah, one of the most beautiful places
In the world.
I've ever seen in my life. So, yeah, it feels great. I wish we were playing more shows in Switzerland, frankly.
Maybe next time, right?
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a great tour and be safe and
Awesome.
whatever.
Yeah, thank
Okay,
you.
thank you.